Now time for Locker Room Chat with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton, coming off a tough 35-12 loss, but it was against a very good Perry LeCompton team. First of all, coach, your overall thoughts on the contest?
I thought we played pretty well overall. We gave up a couple big plays, and unfortunately the big plays turned into instant touchdowns for them. They scored late in the first half, right before we went into the locker room, that I could see our kids' heads hanging a little bit going into half, but I was very, very encouraged about what we had done up to that point, and knowing what we could do when we came out, and we ended up stopping them on a fourth down and then driving right down the field for a touchdown to make it 21-12, and that made me very happy and played tough the whole rest of the game.
Yeah, they certainly did, and your quarterback, Beckham Griffin, he had some pretty good spots where he only had 7 incompletions on the game, but a couple of those went for interceptions. Your thoughts on his game?
This is now back-to-back weeks where he's been pretty efficient. And I think it's a testament to our line that's given him the opportunity, and as well as the receivers that he has that are getting open for him and making plays in space. And then he's just kind of adjusting, and his footwork's not perfect. What he does, his throws aren't perfect, but he seems to be keeping the ball moving and the chains moving.
And Perry LeCompton, a very good rushing defense. You guys did have some success in the rushing game. Percy Duncan had a couple touchdowns, and Elijah Moore had almost 6 yards of carry. Your thoughts on the run game?
That's about what I've been most encouraged with up to this point so far. If you'd have asked me how many rushing yards we had, I would have thought we were closer to 150. I think we were a little bit right over 100. I think it has a lot to do with not calling many plays second and 12, on a negative run play. You know, it seems like our guys are getting a couple yards on first and second down that give us a chance in third down situations to be effective in the run or the pass. And I think that's a testament to our line as well, you know, doing the little things in practice to preparation wise giving ourselves a chance. And our two backs are very strong, and when they're running downhill, they're really tough to tackle.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton, and coach, talking about your game coming up this week against Royal Valley. What are some things you're trying to do to prepare for you guys to get into the end zone? Because last week you guys had 291 yards of offense, but we're having some issues of getting into the end zone.
It's really difficult when the field shortens down. And we've talked about it this week about how we need to focus up when we get in the red zone area, and minimize our mental mistakes. I think we're looking to really do that this week.
You know, Panthers coming off a couple tough losses to start their season. What are some things that you know about this Panthers team?
They are able to run the football. And you can definitely see it in some of their games, or their two games so far. You know, I know they played Hiawatha, and it was a pretty good Hiawatha team, and they played them pretty tough, as well as, Nemaha Central, who I think everybody knows how good Nemaha Central is. So this week's a big challenge for our young kids to understand that what they see in practice this week is not going to be essentially the way and the speed that it's going to be on Friday night.
And coach, what are some things that you're trying to teach your kids to stay mentally locked in after a tough loss?
Having the ability to bounce back, you know, we have the ability to bounce back this week and end our non-districts into on a positive note before we head on into district play. And, you know, just stay focused, stay relaxed. You know, I was very encouraged about the way we played on Friday, and you know, the kids were disappointed, but at the same time, you know, they kind of understood what we were going against too, and I think they've kind of used it as fuel for this week.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and best of luck on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.